And hello, thank you so much for joining me. This is Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse. And we bring you cutting-edge information right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And that is every Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and that's on Progressive Radio Network. And one of the excellent things about Progressive Radio Network is that you can check out the shows anytime, day or night, at your convenience. All you have to do is go to prn.fm and then just look at the archives. For this show, you need to go to The Natural Nurse. You need to go to Natural Nurse, but of course there's other wonderful shows right here on Progressive Radio Network that you can tune into anytime, day or night. And today we're so happy to have as our guest Mavis Albin. Mavis is a 76-year-old woman and native of Livingston, Louisiana. She was born into a family of five boys and learned to play ball at an early age. She began playing basketball in seventh grade and was on the high school team in eighth grade. Before graduating in 1954, that's a while ago, Mavis made all district and all parish as a high school athlete. She then married and worked in a family business as well as raising three children for the next 32 years. She actually retired from the business in 1992. Then Mavis read about the senior games and decided to get involved in basketball again. She played on the team that won the gold medal in 1993, thanks to her three-point shot at the buzzer that made the team the winners at one point. Mavis currently has four United States gold medals and 68 state and regional tournament gold medals. And also, you can see more at ageofchampions.org. Mavis is part of the Celadrin Tigerettes. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mavis.
Good morning, Ellen. How are you this morning?
I'm great. And you know, I'm having you on because you are inspirational. And you know, I'm not that far away from your age at this point, but I don't feel anything like slowing down and like giving up on life, and I'm sure you don't either.
Oh my goodness, no. It seems like the older I get, the faster I go, and it's been quite an adventure and quite a journey in this basketball.
Well, tell us about your earlier life, because you know, being into sports back when you were, in terms of girls, you know, that was unusual in and of itself.
Well, when I graduated, Ellen, in 1954, that ended my basketball career. You know,
right.
There was no college teams and no WNBA or anything like that for us to continue playing. And I was a little bit sad about that. And as you said in your little bio there, I did raise my children and was a wife and helped in our family-owned business. And when I read about this, I was just so excited because when I played, you could not touch a player. If any of your listeners are my age, they know exactly what I'm talking about. You could not cross the half court. And it was a non-physical game, but yet they thought we were just too timid, I guess, or something to play basketball. But whenever I learned about the Senior Olympics, I was so excited. I said, this is my opportunity to fulfill a dream that I've always had, and that was to win some kind of national championship in basketball, or as then it was, a state tournament. And it's just been the most marvelous thing. It changed my life. Absolutely changed my life.
Well, what are the Senior Olympics?
Well, I'm not surprised you ask me that because so many people are unaware of what the National Senior Games are. And it's a group of seniors that if you're 50 years old, you can join this organization. When it was originally established, you had to be 55, and I had to be 55 when I started playing, but then they lowered the age a few years later to 50. And this opened the door for so many people. When you're 50 years old, you're should be still in great shape if you've taken care of your body.
Well, that's a big if, and that's an important if. And actually, that's true at any age. Unfortunately, nowadays, there are children developing heart disease.
because they're not active and not eating right. And this obese is a great, great problem in this country with children. Well, adults as well, but particularly with children. And I have to admit, for the years that we were in business, I did not exercise. And I thought it was a waste of time. But now I see how important taking supplements, eating right, exercising, take care of your body, get plenty of sleep, drink lots of water. It's just so important for your health and for your well-being. Now, after being sort of a stay-at-home mom for so many years, but I guess you were working also, were you getting a little bored, like the children were growing up and, you know, you didn't feel so useful anymore, and then you decided to get involved in the senior games?
Yeah, the empty nest syndrome, I guess. Yes, we had retired, and I wasn't really bored. I really don't know what that word means because I've never been introduced to it. But when I saw basketball, it perked my interest greatly. And I said to my husband, oh, how I'd love to play basketball. I was reading it in the newspaper in the kitchen, and he walked in. I said, look at this. I said, how I would love to play basketball again. He said, well, why don't you? I was in great shape, even though I had not been exercising like I should have. I was still in, you know, physically good shape. So I made a few phone calls, and this lady invited me to be on their team, and the rest is history.
Well, that was a very interesting statement that you shared with the listeners, Mavis, about boredom, because I have to share that with you. I actually have never been bored in my life. What I do is there's always much more to do than I can. So I keep a running list. In fact, just on a little notepad, I never went electronic with it. When things come up that I want to look into but I don't have time now, and I just keep that little list with me, even when I travel, which is almost weekly, that I'm flying somewhere in the country. And then if there is a time that I have a space, I just look at my little list and go, oh, yeah, I want to learn more about this. I don't know what this word means. That's another thing. As I read, I jot down words that I'm not familiar with, which I have to say is getting to be a shorter list over time, of course. But there's always something to learn, and there's always something new to do in life. It's not like, you know, you've finished one phase of life and then it's over. You got inspired to start a whole new thing. And, of course, you do have to be grateful that your husband was supportive about it.
Very supportive. He tells everybody, you know, about what we do, and he is so proud of our team and what we have accomplished. And I tell him all the time, I appreciate your support, you know, that you've given me in this. And all of our families, I have 7 grandchildren and one little girl, and they just think it's the most remarkable thing ever. I have grandsons that are ultra tech and x-ray techs, and they take the magazines often to the hospital and show the staff that their grandmother's basketballs. They tell them they are, and they say, oh, you're kidding, you know, 76 years old. And then when he takes that, it makes him proud to them, proud to say, my grandmother still plays basketball. And it is something that people can accomplish if they put their mind to it. Maybe not play basketball, but there are, as you mentioned a while ago, the National Senior Games, there is a office in every state. And if anyone is interested, just tell them to get on the web or NSGA, National Senior Games Association, and pull up their state and join the senior. $10 a month is what it is. And you get information, and you know where the tournaments are, and you get involved. And when I first started, I said, I don't know if I want to go play with all these old people, you know? But when I did go to the games and I saw these people with muscle in their legs and they were moving like they were 35 years old, and I said, wow, I'm the one that needs to be exercising and getting myself in shape. These folks are in good shape. And there are some that is not in quite as good a shape as others, But there is something in the National Senior Games for everyone. You know, they have horseshoes, they have shuffleboard. Yeah, we'll just go online. You'll see all of the things that,
well,
that people can get involved in.
Well, who do they compete against each other? Is it just in the United States, or are the games national?
It's state games, National Senior Games. But you play in your local or somewhere to qualify to go to the National Senior Games. You have to play first, second, third, something like that, to be able to go to the National Games. And we will be going there, Ellen, in July in Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio. We'll be going to play there for another National Games. And I don't like to correct anyone that I'm talking to, but I have 7 national gold medals, not 5.
Oh, well, and, you have to tell the person who wrote your bio.
I know. That's what I said. I'll have to get in touch with whoever sent you that info. But I have 7 national gold medals. Now, let me rephrase that. Because I'm the oldest and we are a team of Tigerettes, we have 7 nationals. But the ladies under me have 5. That may be where she got it from.
Oh, maybe.
But mm-hmm. Yeah, but as a team, because I'm older. I'm the oldest member of this senior team. So I have 7 gold medals, and it's been the most awesome thing that I could have ever joined.
Are you one of the original members or just one of the older members?
I have always, since I started playing 20 years ago, I have always been a Tigerette, and we were fortunate. I don't know of any person or any team or anyone that has a co-op sponsor, but we were fortunate enough to get a co-op sponsor, and it's Celadrin. And so our team was Louisiana Tigerettes. Now it's Celadrin Tigerettes because we have an awesome sponsor, and we changed it to that. So, and of course, Celadrin is something for inflammation of the joints, you know, it's a great product. But, yes, it's a great organization, and I would love for more people to get involved.
Well, that's very, very inspirational. Now, why did you choose basketball, do you think, versus some of the other sports that are available?
Well, Ellen, I came from a small school, and basketball was the main sport. You know, we had a little softball, you know, and I don't remember playing volleyball or anything like that competitively, but basketball was real big. And the parish that I live in, Livingston Parish, we go by parishes. Most people don't go do that. But anyway, it was the most important sport at my school, and I just love the game. I loved women's basketball. And I started playing, as you mentioned earlier, at a young age. And I just never had my dreams fulfilled when I had to quit playing.
So that's, you know, something that inspired you even from a young age, which is something that you picked up again when you were older, and that is, you know, very exciting, instead of just giving up on it. Now, when you talk about Celadrin, what it contains in it are various oils that can be helpful as joint lubricants. So I know that they have fatty acid carbons, and they have various kinds of oils that are sort of healthy oils. And perhaps that acts kind of like a lube job for your joints.
Oh, yes, yes. We rub it on our knees, our hands, our ankles, our backs. It's a great product. And it does relieve pain. It's I don't know, you know about ibuprofen, you know, but I don't think that's really good to take a lot because it could cause ulcers or whatever. I don't want to put down on any product, but anyway, this is all natural, and that's what attracts me to whatever ingredient I'm on. I like for it to be all natural.
Okay, well, that is a good part and a good thing that we'll come back to discuss. And what we're going to do now is we're going to go listen to a natural medicine chest, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about your diet and exercise routine on how you stay in great shape to be a 7-time gold medal winner for the National Senior Games. And we'll be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
environment at the university, you can have your choice. Any language you want.
On this edition of the Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss Sar sarsaparilla or Smilax officinalis.
Sar sarsaparilla is a tropical plant which grows in South America, Mexico, and Guatemala. Although most Americans are familiar with it as a flavor enhancer for root beer, it has also been used for its beneficial properties for hundreds of years by many different cultures. In Roman times, the young shoots were eaten, and the mature vines were worn as garlands at festivals of Bacchus. According to ancient Roman writings, Sar sarsaparilla originated when the beautiful maiden, Smilax, was turned into a shrub after her love was slighted by the young crocus.
Sar sarsaparilla was brought to Europe in the 16th century by Spanish traders. A French physician, Nicolas Monardus, published a comprehensive account of Sar sarsaparilla as a treatment for syphilis in 1574. During Portuguese military operations in 1812, a British inspector general of hospitals noted its positive effect on syphilis patients. It has also been used in China for treatment of the same condition. Sar sarsaparilla was included in the United States Pharmacopoeia until 1950 as a recommended treatment of secondary syphilis.
Sar sarsaparilla's medicinal action appears to be a result of binding bacterial endotoxins in the gut, thereby decreasing their absorption. This greatly reduces the stress on the liver and is likely responsible for its historic use as a tonic and blood purifier.
In a controlled study of 92 patients published in the New England Journal of Medicine in 1942, a chemically active component of Sar sarsaparilla called Sar saponin greatly improved psoriasis in 62% of the patients and resulted in complete clearance in 18%. Sar sarsaparilla is often recommended by naturopathic physicians for gout, arthritis, and psoriasis. Another folkloric use for Sar sarsaparilla is as a tonic for male sexual potency.
So, if you want a root beer flavored tea with a long history as a healthy tonic, reach for the Sar sarsaparilla in your natural medicine chest.
And Dr. Z, we're happy to be broadcasting to you on the Gary Null Network, and you can always hear any show right here on the Natural Nurse and Dr. Z by going to PRN, Progressive Radio Network, PRN.fm. And there you'll see a long list of excellent shows that are broadcast. You can listen 24/7 by going to the archives. And I want to tell you a little bit about Natural Nurse and Dr. Z with myself, Ellen Kamai, and my co-host and business partner for many, many years, Dr. Eugene Zamperone. And what we did was put together a lot of things that we have actually done. For instance, we've written a whole lot of books, and you can check out the books by going to naturalnurse.com and click books. And there we have information. One book is called The Natural Medicine Chest. Another is Arthritis, The Alternative Medicine Definitive Guide. We have one called The Natural Guide to Great Sex. Another one on weight loss called Weight Loss, The Alternative Medicine Definitive Guide. And also Cycles of Life, Herbs for Women. And in that book, I go into the best natural protocols for every phase in a woman's life, including pregnancy, birth, lactation, menopause. And we have a lot in there that is not available in any other book. This is things that I have used in my practice, which I have been doing with patients for over 40 years in terms of using all
natural things instead of drug therapy. And most often, they actually work better and certainly have much better what's called a risk-benefit ratio. A risk-benefit ratio means you look at what do you get back for taking all the risks that a drug has. That's a very important part of knowing what's going on with your health. And a lot of people do not pay much attention to that. They just go along until they basically don't feel well. Then they go to the doctor, and then they get a drug. And what happens is the drug will often cover the symptom, but will actually make the physical problem worse. And as our guest today, who I'm going to reintroduce to you shortly, mentioned, rather than just taking a pharmaceutical, whether it be over-the-counter or prescription, she often chooses to use natural therapies. And that's what the Natural Nurse and Dr. Z is all about. When we talk about risk-benefit ratio, we mean what kind of risk. When you're talking about painkillers such as ibuprofen and other NSAIDs, that means non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and we have this fully documented in our book, Arthritis, that does stop pain, it does that, but it also increases joint breakdown. So it actually makes the joints worse. It makes arthritis worse over time, not better, but worse. And that is what we don't want to do. What we want to do is give the joints things that help them heal, help them become better and healthier, and at the same time decrease pain. And that's what you may want to look into, and probably why you're listening right here to the Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. So we have as our guest today a wonderful, inspirational woman, and she's speaking to us today on the Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, and this is Mavis Alvin. She's a 76-year-old native of Livingston, Louisiana. And when she grew up, she actually did some sports, but as she shared with us, there was nowhere to go with sports professionally at that time when she graduated high school in 1954. And she retired and then got re-involved in being really a senior game basketball star. And she shared with us that she has been on a gold medal team 7 times, which is just inspirational. So thank you so much for joining us today, Mavis.
It's my pleasure.
Now, you shared with us, you know, what you do. Let's talk about, you know, with all that, in basketball's a tough sport. We see these big professional guy players getting hurt all the time. I guess, is it the same rules that you're playing under or something less aggressive?
No, it's very aggressive. We play by the NCAA rules, and as I was telling someone this past week, I said we've had broken fingers, we've had black eyes, busted lips, and bruises all over us, and they say, is it really that physical? I say, yes, it's very physical, and it seems it's getting more physical all the time. I was telling a guy that interviewed us this past week, I said, when I was 17, I had to play grandmother basketball because you couldn't touch a player, or you couldn't, if you did, you fouled out, you know. You couldn't go across a half-court line and dribble one time. And now that I'm a grandmother, I have to play 17-year-old basketball. So it is a very, very competitive sport that I wouldn't encourage anybody to get in unless they're in pretty good physical shape, or can work to get in good shape, and then I would highly encourage him to get involved. But Dr. Cammie, I heard what you said about medications that can make a problem worse. And a lot of people, as we age, we have knee problems, we have arthritis in our hands and necks and so forth. But one of my physicians told me, when you get a injection in your knee, later it's going to come back and it will be worse.
Well,
and
you know what that, you know why? That. Because that's because what that is cortisone.
So it does reaffirm
stop
that.
The
yes.
pain. It stops mm-hmm. the pain, but unfortunately only temporarily. It doesn't actually rebuild a healthy joint.
Not at all. And so many medications that people take now have so many side effects. And you read on the paper the druggists give you when you get your prescription filled, and you read all the side effects, it frightens me so badly, I really don't want to take it. And so I am really prone to try to find medications that are all natural products. That's why I like this Celadrin. It has no side effects, and that's what I like about a product that I take.
Now let's talk about what you do to stay in shape in terms of eating, you know, what kind of foods, like what would a daily routine of food and exercise look like in your life?
Excuse me, please. Well, I drink lots more water than I used to, and I do exercise. In fact, as soon as I finish this interview with you, I will be going to the gym. And I find that very important to try to keep your body in shape.
Now, what kind of exercises do you do in the gym? Do you have a personal trainer, or do you have your own special routine?
No, we have our routines. We have had personal trainers, so we pretty well, after 20 years, we pretty well know what to do. But we shoot a lot of basketball, too. That's very important to us, is shooting. And it's very physical, and we pick up little guys at the gym, and they play against us, you know. And I do like to keep myself in shape. I watch my weight. When I see that I'm putting on a few pounds, I just back off a little bit. And I do have an exercise bar, a bar that I eat right before I exercise, and it seems to help me with a soreness. But the Celadrin is a topical and an oral application, and I like to use that. But then I eat a lot of nuts. And I eat a lot of fruit.
What kind of nuts do you like to eat?
Oh, my husband parches peanuts weekly, and we eat a lot of peanuts, and
oh,
I like
you
pecans.
You get fresh peanuts, not ones we that get, are all coated with salt
no.
and oil and all that stuff.
No, we do our own. They have all kinds, but he parches our own peanuts, and we enjoy those very much.
How do you do that?
Well, just put them in the oven for about on 350 for about 20-30 minutes. He watches them very closely to be sure they do not overcook. And very simple. You just
buy
them.
You know, I haven't heard of that. I've heard of getting fresh peanuts. Of course, you're in Louisiana, so
yeah,
they grow there.
Yeah.
But very often people boil them.
Oh, yes. You can boil them, but you put a lot of salt in them then. And I don't like for my husband to have a lot of salt because of blood pressure. So you have to kind of be aware of these things, you know. But they're delicious. They're delicious like that. And I eat a lot of pecans. Well, I like any kind of nut almost. Just, you know, and I keep a bag of mixed nuts, and I just get a handful of those every now and then when I feel a little hunger pain coming along. And, you know, this basketball has made me so much more aware of all the things that I need to do for my body to keep it in good shape. And I went to the doctor the last time, I guess, that I went to the doctor, and he said, nobody has cholesterol like this. I said, well, you're the tester.
Do you know what your numbers are?
I do not now. That's been a year or so ago. I don't remember what he said was. It was just so absolutely so low, he could not believe it. And so, you know, I feel like that what I'm doing is working, and so I'm not going to change it. I think it's,
is there any upper age limit beyond which they don't allow people to play in the senior game?
There is no age limit. In our documentary, if folks want to see this documentary, and I highly recommend it, they can go to ageofchampions.com on the 18th, and they can see it free for 10 days. It's very inspirational. And my point is, they had a 100-year-old tennis player. He was the cutest thing. And he played tennis, and he played against youngsters that were 90 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, recently went to, I don't know if you know who Dan Laurie is, but Dan Laurie really invented weights. And he's now about 94 years old, and he lives locally here on Long Island. And he's still running a competition, a bodybuilding competition. And one of the classes in it are for people over 50, but the guy who wins it all the time is in his 90s.
Amazing. Amazing. You see what can happen? When people retire, lots of times, they find their most comfortable lounge chair and the remote to the TV. And I think that is the worst thing a person can do after they retire. And now this guy that was 100-year-old, he was just as spry and alert. And I think it helps you better mentally. You know, it keeps your body aware of current events. I want to know what's going on in the world, you know. And I don't want to talk about back in 1954, even though I've been doing that today, but you asked me about basketball, and I had to address that. But,
well, as an athlete, I imagine you're aware of the terrible thing that occurred at the Boston Marathon yesterday.
Because
we have to balance everything in life, and here's people really trying to do excellent things, and then you just never know when tragedy will happen, which is all the more reason, I think, to be positive and stay in shape.
That was the word right there that I use all the time. Keep a positive attitude, because as we grow older, we can become depressed, you know, withdrawn. That doesn't make you feel good about yourself. You know, keep a positive attitude. Let people want to be around you rather than wanting to avoid you. And I think if you're positive and a good person to talk to and a good conversationalist, well, people will flock to you. And we have found that to be the case with our team. I have a absolutely wonderful group of women that I travel with all the time.
How often are you on the road? I mean, how does your family feel about that? traveling around all over.
I feel more guilty than they do, because last time I said I didn't think I was going to make that last trip, my son said, oh, yes, you are, and my husband said, yes, you are going too. So they highly encouraged me to go. Well, we just got back from San Antonio, Texas, in a tournament, won the gold medal there, went to the Today Show and was on that. And let's see.
Tell us about your experience on the Today Show.
Oh, it was awesome. It was absolutely fabulous. And you can get a little clip of it on the Today Show, I believe it is. But anyway, it was wonderful. They were just such wonderful sports. And the people that was all lined around as they watched the Today Show, you know, they were cheering for us. And, of course, we went along and said, now, when we make a go, y'all be sure and cheer for us. And when they make one, you boo. So we had a lot of fun with the fans, you know, and it was quite an enjoyable day, and it's something that I would not have experienced if I had not taken care of myself, ate properly, and played in the National Senior Games. I would have never experienced this. So much I would not have experienced.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's just wonderful. Like you said, rather than just saying, okay, well, I'm just going to sit around and do nothing. But there does have to be some kind of motivation on the part of a person, because like you said, you watch, you know, you actually watch your diet. So what would be some foods that you would choose to eat versus not eat?
Well, of course, we always like the ice cream at night, you know. And I try to avoid that at night because I know that's not good. A lot of sweets are not good, and I'm not telling anybody to deny themselves of a cookie every now and then or a little piece of pie every now and then. You might disagree with me there, but I just, because if you get too strict with it, you're going to me, I would begin to rebel. So I try to keep it in moderation. And I do, like I said, I eat more vegetables now than I ever ate. And I used to like a lot of red meat. I refrain from that. I eat more fish now and more chicken. And people are not aware. I do not believe people are aware of how much better they will feel when they eat properly and take the right medication.
Well, see, you talked about a lot there because you do have to also pay attention to your mental health. So if somebody feels like, uh-oh, if they're never going to eat ice cream again or another cookie in their life, that they're going to feel deprived, that also has to be paid attention to. However, one of the things that I think is very important that you said is that you do increased your consumption of vegetables. And the more you can fill up on vegetables, the less you're going to want that junky food. And then, you know, there's always alternatives in the natural marketplace. For instance, how about using a juicer and making a frozen banana? Did you ever try that in a Champion juicer? And it comes out tasting just like Carvel, and you could put strawberries in there. It has stripes. And then you really are just having just as much fun as having ice cream.
Oh, I totally agree with that because I make them for my grandsons. My son owns an Anytime Fitness here. And they work out, and they'll come down sometime and ask me to make them a drink, and I do. And I think it's wonderful. I would encourage anyone to do that.
Yeah, and that's some way around it. So we're going to go for a little break right here. We're going to listen to all the other great shows that are right here on PRN. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Mavis Albin. And we're also going to talk about a new documentary film that's coming up later this year called Age of Champions and the Selatrin Tigerettes. We will be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And welcome back once again to more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. We're so happy to have you with us, and we'd love to see you in person as well. We do so many lectures and presentations. I'm doing an interesting one coming up this Sunday, and that's going to be at the Freeport Library. For those listeners who are in the New York area, it's going to be about 2 o'clock, and I'm going to be talking about dowsing your supplements. Dowsing is a very interesting topic because it's a self-testing technique. You've probably heard about it from people doing water witching, where they can go around and actually find out where water is running under the ground, and quite successfully, as a matter of fact. In fact, most municipalities around the country do actually employ water dowsers because they find that it saves them so much money instead of just looking any old place for water. And nowadays, we have high-tech ways to do that with sonograms to look at where the water flows. But we find that dowsing is quite accurate. And I like to teach dowsing techniques to all of my patients, especially people who are highly sensitive, because sometimes they will eat a food or use a supplement and then get a reaction, maybe a very bad reaction to where they get a rash and hives, or a mild reaction like a headache and a skin rash. But when you learn dowsing techniques, you can actually rule out things that are not going to agree with you long before you try them and take them internally. So I highly suggest that as a tool, a self-care tool that everyone can use, that costs absolutely nothing, has zero side effects, and can increase your health and wellness through self-determination. And that's really what we like to teach right here. Of course, we love scientific evidence as well. And there is quite a bit behind using dowsing. So if you'd like to learn more, you can come to that class. Just go to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z and click on schedules. You'll see next weekend we have a walk in Chinatown. We will teach you about tongue and pulse diagnosis, Chinese herbs, do qigong in the park and learn about specific medicinal foods, what to eat for yourself and your cells to maintain excellent health. So there's always more to learn. Just go to naturalnurse.com, or we love to hear from you on Facebook. On Facebook, The Natural Nurse. So today we have as our guest Mavis Albin. Mavis is an inspiration to us all. She is a 76-year-old native of Livingston, Louisiana, worked her whole life and raised 3 children, and then went back and joined the senior games, and she got involved in basketball. She played on the team that won a gold medal in 1993 and has since been an active player as of today and has been part of gold medal winning 7 times. She's played in 68 state and regional tournament gold medals games, and you can see more by going to ageofchampions.org. And also, she is part of this, the team she's on is called the Celadrin Tigerettes, and they are sponsored by Celadrin. So you can find out more about that at celadrininfo.com/tigerettes. Who made up that name for your team, Mavis, the Tigerettes?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I have always been a Tigerette. They was once Baton Rouge Tigerettes, then Louisiana Tigerettes. And when Celadrin approached us to be our sponsor, and I told Mr. Tom, I said, I will be happy to change our name to Celadrin Tigerettes if you would like for me to do that. He said, I would like that. So we've been hung with that, and we love the name. We really do.
And so you maintain the Tigerettes image for many, many years.
That is correct.
Now, tell us about this movie that's coming out. I guess it's going to be a PBS special, and it's called Age of Champions.
That is correct. They have worked about 4 years on this, a little producer and the director on this, and they have spent a lot of time here in Louisiana filming our team, and we are just one of the 4 or 5 that are featured in this film, of course. And they did an excellent, excellent job. And if you go to Age of Champions, you can read some of the reviews that people have said about it. I think it is a very inspirational, and in fact, one of the things that I read, it said they showed it to a group of seniors and said now they have, I've forgotten how many, they said they have coming out to play basketball. So, you know, that's our motivation, for one thing, along with loving the game, and that is telling young people, even kids, take care of your body, exercise, eat healthy, and you can play basketball till you're 76 years old. And there is no age limit, you'd asked me earlier. They have on, I guess, you can play until you feel like you can't play. In fact, one of my teammates said she's going to play forever. So,
well, good. So, if she figures out a way to do that.
That'd be great.
Now, that's right. In the movie The Age of Champions, which people can also find at ageofchampions.org, they're talking about being able to host an event. So perhaps at, you know, senior communities, they can bring it in to inspire people. And in the movie, they do feature an 100-year-old tennis champion. Is that the person you were describing earlier?
Yes, that's the guy I was talking about, yes.
And somebody who's 86-year-old and is a pole vaulter. I have to bring my own mother into this conversation, though, Mavis, because my own mother is 84 years old and my dad's 87. And my mom absolutely swims 2 full miles every single day and then goes out dancing and still wears a mini skirt. And when you call my parents' home phone, it just says, we're either dancing or swimming. Don't bother pulling back. And they hang up. You can't get them. So I have
to
say,
you know.
Yeah, and they just are busy people every single minute, and, you know, they just do what you said, like they don't eat a lot. You know, they're not that interested in food. They don't sit all day and say, let me see, what am I going to eat? And they don't eat any, like, sweet, mushy food, like bread and cake and cookies. Not that they feel they're denying themselves. They just never liked it. You know, they rather eat a full meal.
Oh, absolutely. I can relate to that fully. Will you tell your mom they have 80? See, in the Senior Olympics, in the National Senior Games, you play in age increments. You play 50 to 55, 60 to 65, and on up like that. And if your mother is 86, you said?
I think she just turned 85. Yep.
85. Okay. Well, she could play in the from 85 to 90 and getting the swimming competition. They have some great swimmers in the United States Senior Games, and she needs to be in competition. I bet if she's that active, she likes competition. I love competition myself, and she needs to get involved. That would be awesome. And New York has a great program.
Yeah, she should. She never looked into that. You know, she swims every day. She stays in New York in the summer and Florida in the winter so that she can swim every day. That's why she does that. And then
awesome.
Then she also, she walks about 3 miles a day. I do that too. But I can't keep up with her in the swimming. I might go in for a little while. But, I mean, she gets in the pool first and swims an hour and a half, and then she goes to the ocean. And the only thing that keeps her out of there is if the jellyfish are too active that day, and then she doesn't like to go in. But that's why she swims in the pool first, so she got her hour and a half in before she goes to the ocean to do another hour.
I love your mother. I don't know her, and I already love her. I just love to hear stories like that, you know, because you see so many people that is so negative, and all they want to talk about their aches and pains and the medicine they're on. I don't have time for all that, you know. I don't have time to tell people how I feel. You know, if I feel bad, I lie a little bit and I say I feel great, you know.
Well, that's another very interesting, you know, there's big books written about you, what you do naturally, which is positive thinking techniques.
Yes.
That actually
yes.
can override physical issues. Like you just said, even if you have a little ache or pain, instead of dwelling on it, you might use your Selodrin externally or take it internally, which is a source of good, healthy fats that makes your membranes flexible. But then just as important, you just don't talk about that. You think about the next game that you're going to win.
You are on target because we leave each other saying, well, where are we going next? You know, and we work and we exercise and we shoot basketball getting ready for the next tournament. So we don't have time to sit around, what am I going to eat? One of my friends who was overweight, she has now lost, I forgot, 80 pounds or so. And she said, I used to think from one meal to the next what I was going to eat. She said, I live to eat. I said, I eat to live. Because I don't care about eating that much. I'd rather be doing something else. I'd rather be busy than doing something else. But, you know, that's what we want to do. That is our objective in what we're doing, is to try to get the word out, especially to seniors, people who are retired or nearing the retiring age. Get involved. Stay positive. Find something you enjoy doing. And if it's just walking in the mall, call a partner. They keep you motivated. And, you know, it's a great life. It's absolutely a great life if people will just think of it in that kind of way instead of having this depressed, woe-me attitude.
What often when people do get on prescription drugs, that actually takes you down a peg. So, and then what happens is they need another prescription drug because the first one gave you an upset stomach, and it just goes on and on.
And I see people with these plastic bags full of medicine, and I say, do they really need that much medicine? I know a lot of people are very, very ill, and I don't make light of that. I'm very, very compassionate, tender person, and I know that. But there are some people that I feel like they're being over-medicated.
I think you're probably right, and it's probably most of them. But we can't blame someone else. We can't blame the doctors and even the pharmaceutical companies. We need to look at ourselves and how much we take advantage of what's around us, like healthy eating, exercise choices, looking at people like you and the other people who are in this movie. I guess you're in this movie, right? Age of Champions?
Yes. Yes, and we're in the movie.
So people can watch that and get inspired. I think that's a great thing to do. And you can actually visit ageofchampions.org, and I guess we'll see. What are you doing in the movie? Are you actually playing basketball?
Yes, one of my teammates didn't particularly like the way they had portrayed us. It looks like we are very just rough, run-over-you kind of players, you know. A lot of people in the National Senior Games say, oh, I'm just going out for the fellowship or the companionship and have fun, you know. And we tell them, well, we go out to win because it's a lot more fun when you win.
Oh, that's
so
great.
We are competitive, you know. We want to win. And anyway, they do portray us as being a little bit physical, but that's the game.
Right, and you're the Tigrettes. And that's why you have that name. And you stay in shape by healthy eating, by, you know, using supplements such as Selegin. Is there any other supplement that you take daily? Do you take a multivitamin?
Yeah, I do take a multivitamin. I take a vitamin C and E every now and then. And I'm out of them right now. I have to get some more. But anyway, I do try to take, if it says all natural, it perks my interest. I like to look into it. And it's because of people like you who are making people more aware of what they need to eat and the medication they need to use. And I applaud you for that.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for being our guest right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And I hope you're on your way to win an 8th gold medal with your team, the Selegin Tigerettes.
Oh, we love to hear that. We hope so, too. We will be trying really hard.
Okay, well, stay well, and thank you for joining us right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And thank you, listeners, for joining us once again for another edition. We're back every week on Gary Knowles Network, that's Progressive Radio Network. And one of the wonderful things you can do is join us anytime on the archive right here on Progressive Radio Network. Until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse, hoping that you stay healthy.